every time, every moment of my life with different texts. Sometimes it could be a handshake, could be a bribery, could be a smile that a sister gave me that she shouldn't be giving me, could be a behavior that my child explained, what he called the display towards me, could be my wife said something to me, could be an opportunity. It's all tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, let's see, how is he going to try to gain my pleasure? Make sense? From your dress code, from in the morning, the way you get up from your bed, the way to go into the bed, even to sit in the toilet, everything is an opportunity to gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. This is the overall picture I'm giving. Gender relationships is exactly the same thing. They're human beings like you and I. We have to be careful. Non-Muslims are the same. I even pay more attention to non-Muslims because we have a duty. We are Ummati Ijaba. We have accepted the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they are Ummati Da'wa. They are also the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We did not return RSVP yet. They got their invitation in their hands. They don't know what to do with it. Like text form. You can't explain. Maybe Allah will change their hearts. They'll come and join you. At least you've done your duty. But بِالْمَوْعِظَةٍ with hikmah and good argumentation. Beautiful. I've never met a dumb Aussie. I might be the old one out. Or rather, I never had to deal with a dumb Aussie. All the Aussies that I deal with, they're intelligent people. And they want to. No. If you explain something to a human being, they say, yeah, no problem. Believe me, the problem is us. The problem is our own behavior. Because we think that it is more haya to look at a man than somebody who asks you. The conductor asks you, give me the $2. Oh, what is this? Yeah, don't touch the hand. Yes, true, that's the rule. If you give the man in such manner, there's a way of doing it. Yep. If he gives you salams, if there is fitna, keep quiet, say wa alaikum salam in your heart, no problem. Smile, be careful who you're smiling. Public, yep, you need to meet a sister or brother, university. So let's sit down outside. Let's have a cup of tea, cup of coffee. There could be another sister coming in, another brother coming in, yep, no problem. Everybody knows that you're not speaking private, you're just having a little conversation. There's nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong, provided that you are doing the right thing by Islam. If she's doing an assignment on chemistry, and you're doing the same assignment, and your teacher, your lecturer put you in the same group, the same, as a team to work with. Mm-hmm. And the only way, you mean, you have to speak on the phone, you feel more comfortable on the phone, you can speak anything you want on the phone? This is the other fallacy with the generation of today. They are different personalities, amazing. On the chat channel. They think that everybody knows who each other is. Oh, I am, the bunny rabbit. Sister Khadija's bunny rabbit. Oh, brother, let's go. Why am I asking an Islamic question? Let's go to the private channel. I never know anybody who discusses Islam in the private channel. Do you understand? And they think for months before they reveal their identity to each other. And after that, you learn. And from others, you hear who that person is. I say, oh, I never thought that family would produce such a daughter. I was really interested in that girl. No way. Look at the way she behaves in the chat channel. As if it's a freedom, it's a passport to behave silly in that environment, that virtual, nonsensical, Baytan Ankabut environment. Make sense? We have to be careful. Yep, if you need to get into chat channels, get in. What are you asking? I need this help. Can anybody help me? Is Ahmed there? Is Muhammad there? Is Aisha there? I'm looking for her. Does anybody know her number? SMS, I need to talk to her. Yep, that's good. It's a good vehicle. Why would otherwise my Muslim sister, with wudu sometimes, sits, oh mom, I'm doing my homework. What homework? You're in the chat until Fajr with somebody else that you don't know on the other side of the world. You mean it's halal? Come on. If you're speaking, something learning, there are many chat channels, many groups, they don't flirt. You put an argument, the emailing list, bulletin boards, you put an argument, then you respond to that argument. You put an argument, respond to that. Azawiya, I can recommend you. Go in. Become a member. You'll receive 20 emails every day. Your knowledge will increase. There's a group called Hanafi, there's a group called Shafi within Yahoo groups. They will send you 20. You will not have time to read all of them, but your knowledge will increase. You will not, waste time on the chat channel in order to, oh, this is equality, this is good. And I heard the best story, whether it's a joke or not. One brother was so good with his words that he can lure any sister on the net. Eventually, when it comes to the meeting time, as in, okay, you send your picture, I send my picture with each other, he'll send a frog, a toad picture, and you'll change the identity and never again to be seen. You play with the other person's emotions, they open to you, they disclose so much information to the person that they never met before, they don't know anything about before, that's foolishness, that's what I'm saying, that's a danger. Where you open up your heart and you write everything to that person, then after that, that person is not the person that you thought it was, and then all of a sudden you see each other again on the street. He knows everything about you. And then she gets married to, I mean, he gets married to your best friend. Then, subhanAllah, how do you look at that brother's face again? He knows everything about you. These are the dangers of the gender relations in this environment. We have to be careful. We have to be extremely careful. As if it's not enough that you get so many pop-up windows, the haram windows on your Explorer. On top of it, this is the jealous system. They got you by hook and nook, everything, by crook. They got you by everything. Everything, they're in your bedroom, in your iPods, they're in your laptops, they're everything in it. Now you're telling me, oh, in front of the brother, I have to be more respectful looking. You're into religiosity, not into religion, not into Islam. I know one particular family. I know who the girls are. I'm so ashamed. But wallahi, parents don't know anything. And she behaves so beautifully, acts so beautifully in front of the parents. But I know what a monkey she is. What a donkey she is. I am not far-fetching the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Majority of the Muslims today, they think that Islam oppresses them because they feel inferiority complex. They're happy. See, by nature, why when the women wear hijab? I don't want to go into this. This is your female psychologist thing. Why do women put on the makeup? To look beautiful? No. To cover their, to hide their faces. To behind something. Because they feel uncomfortable with what they're saying. They're not happy with what they are. Unless you have taqwa, unless you have piety. You accept what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you as. And you know what your duty is. Rather than trying to please others, trying to look better for others. So I'm telling you, the reason why, reread, why makeup? Many feminists were writing on this. Because there is a need to hide behind. You don't want to reveal your true identity. Why did we go into this topic? I told you I shouldn't go into this topic. Asr, Adhan? Yeah. See. Brother Ramzi was here. Not like he's in long life. He will say, this guy put the microphone in his hand, he'll never stop again. So inshallah, let's go and do our salat. I really apologize if I offended any of you. May Allah forgive me and forgive you. My intention was to the best of my ability to give you what I know. Okay? There is a fatwa level and there is a taqwa level. Always. There is the minimum accepted 50% level to pass, but there is a 99% level for those people who want to excel. Okay? Nobody can enforce you the fatwa to do this. But if you just leave the fatwa and you didn't do anything else, you still pass inshallah. But nobody will say to you, you have to do this, you have to pay. I just want to behave this way. I am happy. I think I am doing the right thing. Because there is evidence in the Sharia. This is what Islam says. This is why I brought up. I don't have anything against any other people. And I must say. Okay? Jazakumullahu khairan wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wahdaka la sharika lak nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim wal 'asr. إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم لله تعالى الفاتحة مع الصلوات.